Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Fresh back from his trip to the war-torn region, Connecticut senior senator is pushing for more help for the Ukrainians and for more sanctions against Russia.
In Kyiv, Senator Richard Blumenthal heard air raid sirens and saw bombed-out buildings. And yet, he says the people of Ukraine continue to go about their lives. He was inspired by President Zelensky.
Zelensky has a vibrancy and determination that is visible in his eyes, clearly apparent in his voice.
A bipartisan contingent, Senators Blumenthal, Lindsey Graham, and Sheldon Whitehouse, brought home an urgent request for help.
It's a moment of maximum danger, but also major opportunity. And his plea to us was for the tanks that Germans can provide, the Leopard 2s, our own M1 Abrams tanks, longer and higher capable artillery, as well as more Patriot missile systems.
And more humanitarian aid for wounded soldiers and civilians alike. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Back home, that wasn't a mic drop during the Drake show at the historic Apollo last night. It was a fan drop out of the mezzanine. Here's how it went. The show featured an appearance by Drake collaborator 21 Savage.
21, can you do something for me?
21. But just as 21 was taking the stage, a guy came plummeting from out of nowhere, right into the orchestra pit. As you might expect, the show stopped, the lights came on, security could be seen running from just about every corner of the theater. Now, there's word, no word yet on how or why this guy fell out of the mezzanine, but either way, he somehow was not seriously hurt, nor was anybody else. And guess what? The show went on. As they say, it's the Apollo. The show must go on. A Long Island police officer being hailed as a hero today.
Nassau County Police Officer Chelsea Penn swung into action on a rainy night last September. While on patrol, she arrived at an LIRR crossing in Hicksville. The gates were down, and she realized a woman was on the tracks and a train was coming.
I immediately was thinking that maybe there was a mistake, maybe that there was a problem, maybe that her bike was stuck on the tracks.
The woman was attempting suicide. Officer Penn had about 10 seconds. The train was coming. When the woman refused to move, the officer dragged her to safety with seconds to spare. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said Officer Penn risked her own life.
She's going to take that risk to protect and serve the people of Nassau County.
Police Officer Penn was honored as the top cop for the month of January. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Former President Trump has his own social media platform. Now Mayor Adams has found a way to communicate directly with constituents. He's launching an email newsletter to send announcements from his administration about initiatives, policies, local events directly to your inbox. In making the announcement, the mayor said, if we're launching a new program that New Yorkers care about, that can put money in pockets or improve quality of life, I'm going to make sure they know about it directly. Still no word yet on when you can start signing up for it. The mayor is also forcefully defending the opening of a new migrant center here in the city.
Mayor Adams insists his critics aren't looking at this through the right prism. The migrant influx, he says, is a crisis comparable to the pandemic or a natural disaster.
What I need for them to do is analyze how do you respond during a crisis. We are in a crisis.
The latest response is setting up a new facility for adult men at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, right on the waterfront in Red Hook. It'll hold 1,000 people, most of them transferred from a hotel in Midtown.
We are responding to this crisis better than any other municipality. Not only a bed, food, clothing, health care, educating children.
The Legal Aid Society and Coalition for the Homeless note the spot is prone to both flooding and bitter cold during the winter. It says moving asylum seekers around like chess pieces shows the mayor is failing to competently manage this crisis. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, here's one that'll tug at your heart, Winds family. A push continues at a veterinary hospital to help a determined little puppy battling a rare disorder.
When Maverick's owner couldn't afford the $10,000 surgery the 8-week-old puppy would need to fix a rare congenital heart defect, the staff at Peekskill Cortland Veterinary Hospital stepped in, said practice manager Jillian Santana.
You know, we all came together and, you know, we all talked about it and, you know, we just decided that it wasn't his time to be put to sleep.
A GoFundMe campaign raised the money within a few days, but more is needed.
At first when we did it, I was just like, all right, you know, hopefully you can get, you know, at least half of it. But then people were donating and donating. I was taken aback. And, you know, it's just there are great people out there.
Once Maverick is better, Santana says he'll be put up for adoption to a good family. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the city's second legal pot shop is getting set to open down here in the village.
Cheers and applause as the next state-authorized cannabis dispensary opens, with the first operator who did time for a pot conviction. Roland Connor stepped up proudly with his wife and son.
It's really about making sure that, you know, those who are doing it wrong have an opportunity to do it right, and hopefully I'm an example of that, and I'll give any help to the legacy market that I can to make sure that this goes that way.
149 others will be granted licenses and opportunities. Bill Thompson is running the investment fund.
And now we have the first, not the last, the first.
On Bleecker Street, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall owner Jimmy Dolan has made headlines in recent days and weeks for his ban on perceived enemies at his venue. Well, it seems the ban on enemies, which is mainly targeted those who work for law firms who've sued Dolan, including a woman who was tossed out of Radio City during the Christmas spectacular, earning Dolan some new enemies, like, for instance, New York State Senator Brad Holman, who's sponsoring proposed new legislation in Albany now, making it illegal to keep perceived foes out of an entertainment venue. He was live with Bridget today on Newsline.
Simply because she works at a law firm that represents a client that has a lawsuit against Madison Square Garden and James Dolan. That's just not anything we should have in the city and state of New York.
And that's not all. The Garden has been using facial recognition technology to help spot folks who've been banned as they try to enter the building. And Holman Segal says he's also working on legislation to address concerns about that. The Garden, by the way, has defended their policy, insisting the policy is legal and that they cannot ignore the fact that litigation creates an adversarial environment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.